Thank you for having me.
It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Check us out on the web at jeffexchange.org. You find our show topics there. We attach the recordings to those topics once the program has aired. We give you similar information on our Facebook page and some social media goodies like pictures of our studio guests and some of our videos. You can follow us on Twitter at Jeff Exchange, but most importantly, you can take part in the Jefferson Exchange as it happens, hence the name Exchange, by phone or by email. The phone number is 800-838-3760. The email address, jx@jeffnet.org. We learn a lot about people from their faces, and considering that all five of our senses are received around the face, and we have all those muscles for expression, it's no surprise. But what do the subtle changes in skin color or the little sags and bags say about our health? To our next guest, they speak loudly. Rebecca Wood has studied nutrition extensively along with some kinds of Eastern medicine. She puts it all together in a book called Read Your Face, which is this something of a self-help guide? We could read our own faces too, Rebecca?
Oh, but of course, Jeff. Yeah, and what we do all the time. We look in the mirror, but we're programmed to seeing certain things. And if we can just look afresh and look for any irregularities, for example, around the mouth. If lips lack definition, if the lips are not colored evenly, if they're poochy in a place, and that tells you something very, very important about what's going on with your digestion.
So digestion is a main part of this for you, I understand, because you're really big on nutrition. In fact, you're a Julia Child Award winner for what?
Oh, for a book called The Splendid Grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was about?
Grains, whole grains, quinoa, buckwheat, barley, rice, wild rice, millet. Yeah.
So where did your training come from? It sounds like you got the training in nutrition, and where did the face part of this all come from?
So in 1969, I studied macrobiotics with Michio Kushi, and he taught us face reading. Then I went on in 73 to study in the first acupuncture school that was taught in English language. I studied that abroad. And so I have just always put together food and foods that make us feel good, and then we look at the face to see if those foods are really serving us. So it's just, it goes together for me perfectly. It really does. You know, how am I feeling? What can I improve? What can I tweak in my diet for a little more energy, for a little more peace of mind?
Face has litmus test in a sense. In fact, it is really about seeing some colors in the face is the way you set it up.
Colors. Mm-hmm. Colors are one thing, but then definition too. Like, for example, if you're near a mirror, grab a mirror and look at the border of your lips. And that's going to tell you a whole lot about your digestion. It's
so
really that simple.
The difference in color between the lip and the flesh around it?
The actual line. There's the lip and if we look at very young children, in healthy people, people with a healthy digestion, there's lip and then there's skin, mm-hmm. and there's a very clean, clear, precise border between the two. But now, so many people today, unfortunately, especially on the lower lip, it's very fuzzy. The border is fuzzy or poochy or puffy, mm-hmm. whereas the top lip, it can often be pink and irregular. And now if it's pink, then that shows you there's acid indigestion. It's so simple.
I guess I might as well go ahead and succumb because you have a pretty strong gaze here. What are you seeing in my face?
Oh, you're handsome.
Oh, thank you. But am I eating the right things?
I mean, I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah, let me see. But being as you asked, okay.
Particularly because you got the lip definition. Honestly, from the television program we did earlier this week, I looked and thought, wow, I'm kind of clenched in the lip area.
I'm not looking so much at how your muscles are around your face, but Jeff, it is a little pink there, right at your Cupid's bow region. Mm-hmm. Just right there. You got
it. Right at the top of the lip.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's just a little pink. And so you're so generous in volunteering your face.
I figure this is the one you have to work with, right?
Yeah, so just look at what you're eating that your tummy doesn't like. And then stay away from that and you feel better. Your definition comes back. Now, what happens, people have acid indigestion, acid reflux, heartburn, and so they're taking these PPIs, these protein pump inhibitors, to squelch the inflammation. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that, as we know, is that these PPIs, 15 million Americans are taking them now, they have all kinds of repercussions like heart disease, kidney disease, broken bones, inflammation. There are heavy consequences to taking meds, to suppressing the indigestion. The pink above your lip and your heartburn or indigestion is just telling you, wait a minute, you put something wrong in there. You know, something, my body can't handle that.
But how specific can you be based on what you're seeing in people? I mean, can you say, oh, you know, you're getting too much starch or you're not getting enough vegetables? I mean, how specific do you end up getting with
right.
what you do?
Well, so with my clients, I have their diet log and their health intake. And I've been doing this now for 45 years, so it's just really, really simple for me to see, oh, well, in this case, this person does need more greens and they need more exercise. I mean, diet is just a piece of it. It's lifestyle, too. But and this person needs more protein. But most often what we're seeing today is that people have leaky gut dysbiosis, and so gluten and dairy for many, many people are causing this inflammation, are causing these dietary challenges.
I'm trying not to smile, but the term is kind of funny, but I began to hear about leaky gut syndrome for the first time recently, and it's kind of gross.
It is, and it's new. It's given our modern diet, given stress, people are developing leaky gut. Now, if you look at photographs from before the 50s, from before our modern diet, people's lips were clearly defined. There wasn't this poochiness below the lower lip. But if there's, Jeff's
feeling for you. There's no mirror in here.
If there's this lack of definition, as we see in two of our political candidates, then that suggests leaky gut. And it's you don't want to go there. But if you have that, you can correct it by changing your diet. And if I may, my lips have a clean, clear definition, both above and below.
They
so
do
that
indeed.
Yeah. And so that just means that I've finally figured out what I need to eat that doesn't challenge me.
We'll get to the presidential candidates in a little bit. I definitely want to get to talk about your impressions from looking at the faces of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, but I want to invite our listeners now to join this discussion as we talk to Rebecca Wood about the process of reading the face and looking for clues to health and nutrition. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Does it get any easier, any harder based on age or any factors that affect the face as we go along? I mean, you talk about looking for definition in faces. Obviously, there's going to be more lines in an older face.
Of course. And as we age, our skin loses tone, and we get closer to checking out. And so, of course, our flesh, everything changes. But even though I'm 71, I still have these lips with clear definition and even color on my lips. That's something else you can look at when you're at the grocery store or in the office.
It's not just gloss. It's not just lip gloss.
Right. Yeah, but see if there's even color of the lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, even color. So blotchiness would be one indication that things
right,
aren't quite
and sometimes right. there are white spots, and sometimes there are dark spots, and sometimes today we see people with a real dark border on the top lip, or it can go on the bottom lip, sometimes just the corners. But if there's a real dark border, then that indicates adrenal depletion. And the pale color indicates cold, just too many packaged foods, too many processed foods.
Are there any cautions you would give to people who would get your book or otherwise use your technique to not making too many assumptions too fast?
Oh, well, that's a good point, Jeff. There's no one indicator that clinches a diagnosis. So you've got to use your common sense.
Okay. And so, Well, so you talked about the stuff with yourself. Now, you said that the parts of the face corresponded with the parts of the body.
Right. Well, it makes
sense. Sort of like
sense.
Reflexology in a way.
It's like that. And the face is like a hologram. Any one part reflects the whole if you know where to read. So it makes sense. The mouth is the top of our digestive tract. And so it's going to reflect what's going on down below. So the top lip reflects the upper GI tract, and the bottom lip reflects the lower GI tract. It's so simple.
Is that how does modern medicine come down on the kinds of stuff you're talking about? I mean, this is a much more ancient Eastern kind of medicine,
right?
We're talking about here. How does Western medicine view any of this?
Well,
not that you necessarily care, I know.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, there's some correlations. For example, Western medicine has noticed that a dark outline on the lips can indicate adrenal challenge. And they have noticed that, for example, a crease in the earlobe can be associated with heart disease. But Western medicine doesn't go in this direction overall.
How about the correlations, though, between the other parts of the face and other parts of the body? I mean, you talk about, like, the spleen connections and liver connections in the face too.
I don't know what a Western doctor would say about that, but from the Oriental point of view, the stomach meridian channels go by the mouth, so that would help explain why the mouth we can read so much about the digestive system in the mouth, and between the eyebrows, that's associated with the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We have a couple of calls for you, and we're expanding the zone for the state of Jefferson today. Here's Lisa from New Jersey. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rebecca Wood.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's your question?
Well, I have, I recently had a cold about 3 weeks ago, and my lips became dry. And I thought it was just from rubbing, my lips with the tissues, but now that the cold is gone, I seem to have these continually dry lips. And, I've been putting, coconut oil on them and, trying to not pick them. And I'm being really good about it. And I was wondering if that might be, caused by something. Now, I do want to also preface that I'm a very healthy eater. I'm aware of the whole leaky gut thing, and I do eat. I do stay away from gluten, and I'm just recently started staying away from dairy. So I was just wondering about that.
All right. Thanks for the call, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good question, Lisa. So you say that you've just recently are staying away from dairy. So that's the first real big clue here. Your internal environment is changing. And you had a cold, a discharge of toxins from having cleaned up your diet. And so lips being dry are reflecting this, what's going on down below, and that you're in a cleansing process, you're detoxing. Not to worry about it. That should change. But good work. Keep it up. And I'm curious, Lisa, are you feeling better since you've added no dairy to the no gluten?
Yes, I would say I am. I also have Hashimoto's, so and I'm thinking that, well, maybe it's because, I do have a visit to my doctor scheduled, but maybe, my medication needs to be, raised or something. Maybe I need to up the dosage. But, so for now I'm trying to, do what I can.
Right.
I try to read a lot and,
yeah. Okay, Lisa, so you mentioned Hashimoto's. That's an autoimmune condition, and so definitely you do have leaky gut, and above and beyond avoiding dairy and the gluten grains, it's critical for now, for a good couple months, you avoid anything with a seed coat. That's seeds, nuts, grains, beans, and all nightshades. You do that, and your lips are going to moisten up, and you're going to feel so much better, I promise you.
Nightshades including tomatoes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, tomatoes are part of the nightshade family. Thanks for that, Lisa. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rebecca Wood. Her book is Read Your Face.
Good morning, and I had to key on that. That was the first thought I had. I used to be an announcer and did programming for JPR. I wound up in commercial radio, and I tried to break into TV, and they told me I had a face for radio.
Not the first person to be told that, but
the two questions I have are, one just deals specifically with quinoa. I have fallen in love with quinoa, and I understand that it is a complete protein and complete amino acid set and can replace meat in a diet. And the second question has to do with where do you come down on moderate meat, high meat, low meat, and meatless diets? Okay. And I'll take my answers off the air.
Thank you, Paul.
Excellent, Paul. Good question. So, yes, quinoa has a complete protein profile. And where does meat fit in? It depends upon you. Now, Lisa, who has an autoimmune condition and cannot eat anything with a seed coat, that's no bean, nut, seed, or grain, and no dairy, if what can she possibly eat, what's left for her to eat but meat and fruit and vegetables? Now, this is just a healing phase. It's not her long-term diet, not to worry. So you asked about meat in your diet, and that depends upon your digestive system. If you are well assimilating grains and beans right now, you don't need meat. If you're not assimilating dairy, grains, and beans, then please enjoy enough meat every day so that you get the energy you need. How's that sound?
All right, you said he's going to take his answers off the air, so he's just listening at this point. But,
oh, okay.
Interesting. So it's really about tuning for yourself as an individual, not about what's right for the mass of the human race, because your own results will vary.
Right, and that's why it's so great to be able to read your face to track if what you're doing is working.
So I have to wonder then, given what you do, if you walk into a room and you've ever gone, because you saw something in somebody's face that indicated a serious nutritional issue for you.
Oh, well, you know, we're all doing the best we can, and we're all taking it step at a time. And yes, there's lots of suffering, and there's lots of unnecessary suffering. And, you know, and the good thing about suffering is you can change it. I mean, you can let that be a trigger to change some habits that aren't serving you. So if right now you're addicted to that splash of cream in your coffee, and if you have leaky gut, that's a great big opportunity to find a new habit, you know, to really take good care of yourself.
Rebecca Woods, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, she really gets into nutrition and studies faces as well. Her book is called Read Your Face, which is really about combining all the things she's learned over the years to figure out what your face is telling the world about what your nutritional needs might be. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 over the phone or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So to make sure we have enough time to talk about the presidential candidates, you've offered to do a little reading for Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. We have some pictures that we posted on our Facebook page. You don't have to be on Facebook to be able to look at this, but it's pictures of, and I guess that we start with the poochy lips.
Let's start there.
We certainly see poochy lips on at least one of the candidates.
And so which are the poochiest to your eye?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Hillary, you'll notice both Donald and Hillary have a whole white line that extends from the one corner of the mouth to the other, and it almost looks like there's a little ledge, a third lip there. Can you see that? It's white, and it protrudes.
Not necessarily with these pictures, but I think I know what you're talking about in other people. Yeah,
but it's definitely a white line you can see underneath that lip.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like it could be leaky gut. Again, one symptom, one clue isn't a full diagnosis. You know, you'd need to look at everything in their face and many other things, but definitely digestive disturbances. Now, if we look at Bernie, we see over there on the left of our screen, mm-hmm. but what would be the right side of his lower lip, can you see that it is enlarged?
It looks a little saggy, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's definitely smaller on the other side and larger on the right side of his lip. That correlates to his descending colon. So, and in some of his photographs, it looks a little irritated, like it's, there's inflammation. There's just some blockage, some problem going on with his descending colon. Doesn't look like leaky gut to me, but definitely some colitis inflammation. I don't know for sure. Now, this is what's fascinating, Jeff. So, emotions and health, are the health of our organs, go together. So when the colon is out of whack, when it's hurting, the emotion that most often goes with that is grief. So someone who is really constipated, for example, or who has colitis, they tend to have a whine in their voice, and they just feel so sorry for themselves, and they're the victim, and oh, poor me. And you look at the people there with the biggest, the three candidates with the greatest lip disfiguration, as it were, and they have that, they can get into that, oh, poor me. You can hear a whine in their voice. Mm-hmm. Now, To move upward a little bit, if we look between the eyebrows, right between the eyebrows, if there are vertical lines, that shows the condition, that reflects the condition of the liver. So the greater and deeper those vertical lines are, the more challenged the liver is, and the emotion that goes with that is anger, irritability, frustration, impatience, and you hear somebody who has these deep lines.
As you clench your face like that, I can see the 11s showing up.
Yeah, I've got them, and you've got them too. And so we can have a note of sort of anger and on edge in our voice. So in terms of the presidential candidates, I personally would pick the one who has the least liver lines. I want someone who's calm and chill versus angry, impatient, rude.
But that could be Botox, couldn't it?
Well, it can be. It can be, right. And also with these candidates, how much makeup is on them there. Now, with Trump, in this particular photograph, his eyebrows are raised, and that's momentarily erased his vertical lines. But just flash in your mind a picture of him, and so often we see these pretty horrific vertical lines there, and you know, patience is perhaps not his strong suit.
Two more general questions about face reading before we go, because we're short on time now, is bags under the eyes. Sue from Mendocino wanted to ask about that, whether we should read anything about bags under the eyes.
Oh, that's well, it depends where they are. The bags closest to the eyes is kidneys, and the bags that rest on the cheekbones are intestines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other question is how important light is to this. If you see somebody under fluorescent lights, in which a lot of people don't look good, versus daylight, for example.
Yeah. Right. Light makes a difference. Yeah. And if you're looking at someone in bright sunlight, you can't see these distinguishing characteristics.
So there's sometimes you just look at faces and go, wow, this person's really healthy. I mean, do you walk up and tell people how healthy they look if you see a face that looks healthy?
You know, it's always so wonderful to see someone whose heart is open, because then their face, no matter what their physical problems are, you know, is going to be beaming light. And yeah, we enjoy looking at faces, and may your face just radiate out your light, and may you have the diet that supports you to have that light and happiness and well-being.
Rebecca Wood has joined us on the Jefferson Exchange. Her book is called Read Your Face, Build Your Energy, Beauty, and Health. Thanks so much for sharing what you've learned with us.
Thank you, Jeff. My great pleasure. Take care.
Take care.